Welcome to Bark. Calls may be recorded for training and quality purposes. If you'd like to find out more about how Bark.com works, please press 1. If you would like to discuss an existing Bark seller account, please press 2. If you're looking for a local service professional, please press 3.
Hello, you're free to Bark.com. Rhiannon speaking. How can I help?
Hey there. How you doing? My name is Aaron. I have an account with y'all. It's under sales at a lead website.
Yep.
Creator.com.
No, so that's not what happened.
Okay, just one moment.
If you purchase credit, sure. We don't send you a confirmation. If you purchase them over the app, we get that there is 2 manual purchases. So unfortunately, we won't be able to refund you for that.
What was the email, sorry?
Sales at aleadwebsitecreator.com.
Amazing. How can I help you today?
All right. I picked up a lead a couple of days ago. It was, in fact, yesterday under the name Andrew. And unfortunately, Andrew decided to go with someone local. So, you know how it goes. Would appreciate if I can get the credits back in my account for this one.
So we actually don't return credits if a lead decides to go with another professional, whether that be in Bark or outside of Bark.
But yeah, he doesn't want to. He wants to get services locally, not from anyone from Bark. The last I checked, Bark does return credit for, you know, for the lead who don't go with the professionals through Bark. So Andrew decided
to
go with someone local.
So yeah. So with that, if he has hired another professional, whether that be inside Bark or outside of Bark, we don't return credits on that occasion.
Are you sure about that? Because last I checked, I did get the credits back.
If it's a case of I can see he placed a request in Portland. If it was a case of, like, you have a screenshot or proof of him saying, I didn't need it in Portland, I'm based somewhere else, we return credits on that occasion. If he's decided to hire another professional, though, we don't return credits on that occasion.
Yeah, you can try reaching out to the client and confirm it from the client himself that
no worries. I can take a look into that. Yeah.
Appreciate it, because he just doesn't want to go outside of
Bark.
Hello, thanks for holding.
Hey there.
Yeah, so with that, I couldn't get through to him. Is what you're saying, he placed the request in the wrong location? Because is that what you're saying? You're saying he placed the request in the wrong location?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. And
Okay.
he, sorry, go ahead.
No, sorry, continue.
Yeah, I was just saying that after I contacted the client was like, I only want to get the services from someone local and no one from BARC. It's not just me, but he doesn't want to get services with anyone from BARC except from the area where he's located.
Okay, because at the start of the call, you said that he had hired another professional locally. If it's a case of it's a wrong location, I can follow up with it and email you an outcome from that. But I can't get through to him at the moment to confirm that issue.
Well, why don't you note down my email? It's aaron@elitewebsitecreator.com and send me the outcome of the
Yeah,
conversation.
that's absolutely fine. I can send you an email once I have an outcome.
You have my email? It's aaron@elitewebsitecreator.com.
Yes, yeah.
All right, you've been much of a help. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Have a great rest of your day.
And you as well.
Bye.